Welcome to Robbie's Hobbies, the talk show dedicated to helping Christians pursue their hobby according to the plan, not by the blueprints or the architectural plans, but by God's plan, the Bible. Call Robbie's Hobbies with your questions, 1-866-34-TRUTH. That's 1-866-348-7884. What does the Bible have to say about your hobby? Well, you're about to find out. Here's your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to Robbie's Hobbies, and if this is your first time listening, I always like to explain that hobbies word kind of throws people like, Robbie, you've got a show called Robbie's Hobbies. What is that about? Well, is how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? What does he do in your world personally, and then how does that work through in your faith? How do you see that coming to fruition? So the neat thing is today I've got, again, some unbelievable guests that are going to share with us. The first one I've got is right up my alley, because if there's one thing that one of Robbie's real hobbies is fly fishing, and I have Stuart Gordon here with us. He's with the Green Drake, which that's kind of, tell us about your world there, Stuart.
Well, it's a fly fishing store that we have on Stratford Road in Winston, and we sell a lot of the equipment for fly fishing, a lot of outdoor clothing. We also provide services, guided trips, destination trips, and do a lot of teaching. We teach a lot of kids and young adults and even older, more mature people how to fly fish. So it puts me in contact with a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds.
And you may be aware that there's one or two fishermen in the Bible that are mentioned, and there's probably a few metaphors that we can think of. But on Robbie's Hobbies, you know, we've got to have a riddle. And today is so cool. We have Wake Forest tickets. The football season starts this Thursday, which is, as we know, September the 2nd. You may want to go to the debate we're going to talk about in a minute, but there is a football game. We've got free tickets if you can call in with the answer to this riddle. This fisherman waited with bated breath for change. Who was it? This fisherman waited with bated breath for change. Who was it? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We've got these Wake Forest tickets for you. Again, you may not be a football fan, but you know the answer. Then we've got the normal Truth Prize package, the WTRU t-shirt, the book, and that kind of stuff. You just tell the producer which you prefer. 866-348-7884. And then one cool thing is going on besides the football game on Thursday, September 2nd. An actual debate. And, you know, we could have used that pun with the fishing thing. We could have talked about the debate. I know that tickles me every time I think about it. Anyway, but this is a real debate. A debate between Christians and atheists, all at a college campus, is going to be coming up. You got to hear about this with Pastor Dustin Seegers. Welcome, Pastor.
It's good to be here.
And you have such an amazing voice. Besides that, but anyway, go ahead and share what's going on.
Well, what's going on is this coming Thursday night from 7 to 9, we'll be having a formal, moderated public debate with the UNCG Atheists, Agnostics, and Skeptics. We have a ministry on campus where we go and do open air preaching. We hand out tracts. We talk to people about Jesus and do evangelism. And as a result of doing that, we put a report on our blog, our church blog. And apparently one of the president of this group had caught wind that we were doing this, and he said, hey, if you want some real outreach, why don't you schedule a moderated public debate with us? And we said, sure, anytime, any place. You set it up, get the place ready, and we'll be glad to come.
And so it's happening. Dustin Seegers, pastor of Shepherd's Fellowship, one of the great partners here on the Truth Radio Network, his church there in Greensboro. This debate, again, my son goes to UNCG, so maybe you can't go, but they can certainly be praying. We're going to hear about some of the stuff that Dustin may be facing as a result of this debate. But naturally, because it's Robbie's Hobbies, we got to have a riddle about atheists. Oh, this one tickles me, too. This date has been proclaimed National Atheist Day. This date has been proclaimed National Atheist Day. What is it? What is that date? 866-34-TRUTH. We got the Wake Forest tickets, or again, the Truth Prize package. If you know what date has been proclaimed Atheist Day, you call us on Robbie's Hobbies. Okay. Then last, but certainly not least, Christians in the marketplace. What an interesting concept. We got Julius Kuntz here with us.
Absolutely.
Christians in the Marketplace. Tell us what's going on with you guys.
Well, great. Robert, good to be here on today. We are started about 2 years ago. We started this conference, Christians in the Marketplace, because we saw a great need in the marketplace where that people are really trying to make a living, but they forget that they have a life, and we know that life only comes from Christ. And as a marketplace minister, one of my assignments would be is to go out and help make marketplace disciples, because I know when Jesus, when he was appointing his disciples, he went to the marketplace, because there's a spirit of exchange there in the marketplace. When you go into the marketplace, people's ideals are to make an exchange, to purchase something. You give me money, I take merchandise. Well, Jesus understood that too. That's why I believe he went into the marketplace, and his disciples were marketplace ministers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of really the concept behind Robbie's Hobbies. Quite often, we have folks like Stuart here with his business, and there's a Christian in the marketplace. And how does that work? And how do you interact with your faith? And how do you get, you know, how do you reach people with that big smile that your wife has on that I see? But obviously, that's we've got to have a riddle because of the whole Christians in the Marketplace idea. So we got one more riddle for you today at Robbie's Hobbies. Christians in the Marketplace is a bizarre idea, don't you think? With a bizarre, you know, you'll get it in a minute. Anyway, Paul said you couldn't eat anything from this market. Paul said you actually could eat anything from this market. Ask no questions for conscience sake. What market was Paul talking about that you could eat anything from and not ask any questions for your conscience sake? What market might that be? The whole Christians in the Marketplace is a bizarre idea. You got to admit that. 866-348-7884. We've got Jennifer in Clemens is first up. Jennifer, you're on Robbie's Hobbies. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for me?
Please tell me that I don't have to answer all three of questions.
No, just check your pick. You have your it's a smorgasbord of riddles today on Robbie's.
Okay. I'm so grateful for that. I think I want to try to answer the first one. The fisherman question?
He waited with bated breath, yes.
Yes. Was that Peter?
Exactly. How did you know?
Oh, it just came to me, just like that. I saw him standing on the shore looking to that fish for that coin.
Right. I thought we might throw you a little bit with the change idea, but you got it exactly. He caught that fish with the money in his mouth. Four drachma coin. I wonder how much that was. It probably wasn't small change, was it, Dustin? Four drachma was probably a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So there was some serious tax getting paid. Thank you so much. And did our producer get your information, Jennifer?
She did.
Okay. Well, you enjoy the game or the T-shirt, whichever you got. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
God bless you. All right. Next up, we got, is it Bronnie in Greensboro? I may have gotten your name wrong. Is it Bronnie?
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Every once in a while, my brain works. It can happen. What you got for us?
Well, I would like to answer the Atheist Day question.
Aha! One of my personal favorites. National Atheist Day. What day is it?
April 1st every year. April Fool's Day.
Oh. You are exactly right, and that is that tickles me that is traditionally. April Fool's Day is National Atheist Day. That's what I've been told. But
well,
anyway.
It's the first day that comes to my mind when I ask that question.
You know what's interesting about that story, and Dustin may back me up on this, but I understand that the Christians that were there in around Rome were doing this research on when Jesus was actually born, and they came to the conclusion, based on Passover and these kind of things, that he was born in the spring. And so they went around saying that, guess what? Jesus was born on the first day of April, and they got labeled as fools, and so fascinatingly, April Fool's Day came from that. Is that what you heard as well, Dustin?
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be the case. But now it's National Atheist Day, so we get the picture. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Did she get your information? She did.
She did.
All right. We got a lot more Robbie's Hobbies. We still have this bizarre idea about who or what the type of market that you couldn't eat in, according to Paul. We've got that riddle coming up. As well as a whole lot more on fishing, you want to hear from Stuart. I know you want to hear about that. What about this debate? And Christians in the Marketplace. All coming up on Robbie's Hobby. Stay tuned. A lot more coming up.
Mm-hmm. I've waited all summer for the next great Christian movie to come out in the tradition of Jonathan Sperry and Fireproof. Now it's here. What If, produced by Jerry Jenkins, the author of the Left Behind series.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Paul, the great what if.
What if follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right.
What if?
I spent years thinking that I was happy, but I didn't know what happy meant.
What if?
You know, you're pretty tough for an angel. Where do you rank? Did they send me someone important?
The fact that I'm sitting here babysitting you should tell you where I rank.
What If? Now playing at the Marketplace Cinemas in Winston-Salem and at the Carousel 15 on Battleground in Greensboro.
Attention all radio listeners, we want to put a bug in your ear. If you plan on buying new furniture or mattresses, pay close attention. The Bed Bug Furniture and Mattress carries waterbeds, waterbed supplies, mattresses, adjustable beds, futons, rollaway beds, bed frames, and they'll give you, yes you, $100 off your new mattress or sofa. All you have to do is let them donate your old stuff to the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. Visit them now on Jonestown Road across from Starbucks. Call 765-2406 or shop thebedbug.com. This is True Commentary with Stu Epperson, host of Truth Talk Live.
How would you like to enable someone to die for Christ? Well, that may or may not happen, but these Chinese Christians are on fire for God. Transworld Radio wants you to help them reach 10 million more people for the gospel. Dr. Lauren Libby, our special guest commentator on the True Commentary, what do you say in 15, 20 seconds left about this effort?
Well, it's a vital effort. People are coming to Christ, 10,000 people per day. It's a unique opportunity, about 7 cents to expose a person to Jesus Christ and help them grow.
Give your gift to Transworld Radio. Pray about supporting this ministry, vital to the gospel in China. Help them now. They were on Truth Talk Live recently. Their toll-free number is what?
Toll-free number, 1-800-456-7897. 1-800-456-7897.
You may not be able to go, but you can always give and support a wonderful partner of the Truth Network.
Join Stu for Truth Talk Live at 5 every weekday afternoon and the best of Truth Talk Live on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. on the Truth Radio Network.
Goyen's Christian Supply, the big box of Christian supplies. From new and used books, Christian gifts and greeting cards, even music and accompaniment tracks are a snap with Goyen's Music Locating Kiosk. Your home school headquarters with new and used curriculum, church supplies, help food, Christian decor. Ah, did I mention Christian silly bands? Goyen's Christian Supply, the big box of Christian supplies in their new, larger, convenient location on University in the Sam Shopping Center.
Where the Bible stands.
Welcome back to Robbie's Hobbies, where we find out how God's taken your passion and is using it to build the kingdom. Today we've got everything from fly fishing, which is my there isn't much in life, and I think that Peter probably experienced this when he was out there fishing, to see that fish come rising up when you see it from out behind the undercurrent or whatever, and there he comes up and he's coming for that fly. It's something to see, and you could be seeing that when you're debating an atheist. They're going to come up from they're going to rise to the fly, and then who knows what may be happening. We're talking about the debate at UNCG, Pastor Duster Seeger's great partners, Shepherd's Fellowship Church there in Greensboro. They're going to be doing that. And Christians in the Marketplace. What a bizarre idea. We've got Julius Kuntz here with us talking about that, but we got Mike's been hanging on in Greensboro. He's got another riddle answer for us. Mike, you're on Robbie's Hobbies. Good morning.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What have you got for me?
How about that first the fish one?
Okay.
Well, ask the riddle again now.
The riddle was, this fisherman waited with bated breath for change. Who was it?
And I imagine his breath was pretty bad, too. But how about Jonah?
Now he was bait. His breath was bait when you think about it, because Jonah swallowed him up. You're exactly right. He was bait. If there's anybody who had bated breath, we would pick Jonah for that one. So
okay,
you could be on your way to that Wake Forest game. Did she get your information, Mike?
Yes, she got it.
Great. Thank you so much. God bless you. Now, that's a great answer. The bated breath thing. I mean, his. You know. Oh my word. But the one, the riddle that we've still, nobody's even tried yet, is Christians in the marketplaces, a bizarre idea. But Paul said you could eat anything from this market, asking no questions for conscience sake. What market was he talking about? That's a little bit tougher riddle. But he said you could eat anything from that market, then you didn't have to worry about your conscience. So if you know the answer to that one, 866-34-TRUTH. I've got to know more about, I know, Stuart, that you just came back from Wyoming, and you're up there. What kind of fish were you fishing for?
We were fishing for cutthroat trout, and it was a magnificent trip. We horsebacked in 2 hours into the backcountry of Wyoming, and if you don't believe there's a God out there, you go up into that country, and it's just unbelievable, beautiful. We had a great time. We camped out for 3 days and caught fish and kind of lived off the land, which was nice.
This time of year in Wyoming, if I'm not, it used to be this way in Colorado, that, because I used to live in Colorado, the cutthroat trout's lower jaw starts to extend and come up, and as they get ready for their mating season or whatever, they get a lot more colorful. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, yes, it is. Late in the month, as we are now in August and on into September, they will develop a kype, which is that lower jaw that kind of hooks up, and they start their breeding season and go into late September. So it's a lot of the fish we caught were very colorful, looked like somebody had taken a paintbrush and painted them. So they were just beautiful, beautiful fish.
Yeah, when they get ready for mating season, they put on their best stuff.
They do. They're
showing off, and it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
So you got to tell us some secrets now. You go up there. What kind of flies were you using?
This time of year, you're using a lot of flies that imitate grasshoppers, which are a lot of fun to fly fish with because they're big. They're easy to see on the water. The fish enjoy coming up and eating them. It's fun to watch the fish come up and rise to your fly. So it's we fished a lot of grasshopper patterns. The rivers that we fished were running through big meadows, so the meadows are full of grass, and that attracts the grasshoppers. So that was kind of the pinnacle of fly fishing, is being able to catch these fish on big flies.
And it's fun to imitate a grasshopper in the water. You can kind of make him jerk like a grasshopper jerks in the water.
It erases all your mistakes. So there's no problem there with your presentation.
That is so cool. And how about here in North Carolina this time of year?
This time of year, the trout fishing slows down. We have been doing several guided trips for smallmouth bass up on the New River, and we do have a couple of tailwater rivers that are close by that we fish. October is kind of the kickoff to the trout season for North Carolina and Southern Virginia. So I have a lot of customers that come in that are counting the days till October 1st, because that's when the state of North Carolina begins their trout stocking program, and they will begin to put fish in there.
So what's the, boy, we're really getting the inside scoop here on Robbie's Hobbies today, and, you know, I'm pretty excited about it, yeah. Quite honestly. So if you're just trying to pick the date that you want to get at the peak season, when is that going to be?
Pretty much any time in October. October through the 1st of December or through the 1st of November, depending how long the weather holds up, you know.
Then at that point in time, what kind of flies do we want to use?
It differs. In October, you can still use a lot of topwater flies, a lot of dry flies. Nymphs will work good too, which is the undeveloped
stage.
And
you don't sell those to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So really, if they're trying to figure out, they can come there, or you can go to, what, by the way, you can go to all these, find out about any of these events at robbieshobbies.com, but they can come to Winston-Salem there. Tell them how to get to your shop.
We're at 123 South Stratford Road, which is on the Business 40 end of Stratford, and we are in the same shopping center that the Midtown Cafe and Dessertery is in. Most people know of Midtown Cafe, so, but we sell a lot of flies, not only for trout, but for saltwater species and for bass and panfish and all kinds of different types.
And it's
of
fun
fish.
It's fun to catch a bass on a fly.
It is. It is.
It's good stuff. But talking about catching a bass on a fly, Dustin, you're going to be taking on these atheists. What's the strategy? We're concerned. Again, this debate's happening this Thursday, September 2nd, 7 to 9. It's at UNCG.
Right.
And again, the location's right there explained at robbieshobbies.com. There's links to find out about that. But what's going to be the strategy?
Well, their strategy is always going to be to try to undermine the Christian faith by saying Christian faith's illogical. It goes against known science. It's immoral, and therefore it can't be true. What we're going to do is a double leg takedown. We're going to say
Oh, that sounds like wrestling.
That's right.
That's why it pays to be on Robbie's.
Right.
There's all sorts of techniques. Now, in fly fishing, that would be something else. But a double leg takedown. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, the fact that they can try to generate any argument whatsoever proves that God exists. And so the proof that God exists is that without him you couldn't prove anything. In other words, they know in their heart of hearts, according to Romans 1 and other passages in Scripture, that God exists. Romans 1 says the problem is not that they don't have enough evidence. The problem is they suppress the evidence that they have in unrighteousness. And by virtue of that, God's made his existence known to them, internal to them, through their conscience. And when they look at the world, as Stuart was talking about earlier, they look at the creation, they see intuitively, they know that there's a creator. The heavens are declaring the glory of God. And so what we do is we say, okay, you're going to make an argument against Christian theism. Well, upon what ground are you standing? In other words, what are we all standing on? Well, they're assuming things like the laws of logic are going to work the same way in the future they have in the past. Well, if everything's matter in motion, where do you get immaterial, abstract laws from a worldview that says that only physical things exist? And so in order to make sense out of their argument, they have to borrow from my worldview in order to attack my worldview.
Right.
And see, the thing is, you don't have to be an expert in philosophy. You don't have to be an expert in psychology or microbiology. You don't have to try to fight the battle on their level. What you do is you show them that, look, you really do know God. And you're giving evidence that you know God because you're using certain arguments and you're framing arguments and questions and making things and statements that wouldn't be even possible if the God of the Bible didn't exist.
And that's fascinating. We're gonna be talking a lot more to Dustin. He's got this debate coming up. It's at UNCG again, September 2nd. Atheists, agnostics, what all are they? They have this whole flag that they have. You can see it at Robbie's Hobbies.
Right. Their motto is that man has a right to live by his own law. The problem is, if that's the case, then they have no reason to object to me, because according to Scripture, I'm following God's law, and they're following their law. So if man has the right to live by his own law, then there is no objective morality. There are no objective standards that anybody can appeal to. But when they appeal to an objective right and wrong, and they say it's wrong to hurt people for fun, I want to know where they get that standard from if everything's just matter in motion.
There you go. And talk about a standard. How about in the marketplace? We got that going on. We got Julius Kuntz again with us from Christians in the Marketplace. You've got a story to tell. You've got an event coming up September 10th, 11th, right? Tell us about what's going on, Julius.
Thank you again for being on the show. One thing that you mentioned about, it's been a bizarre theme, a topic of Christians in the Marketplace.
Yeah.
What I found out is that we're in good company. So one, Jesus did a lot of bizarre things. He took mud and put it on a man's eye. He took two fish and five loaves of bread and made a buffet. So there's a couple of things that Jesus also did bizarre, but yet still there was a message behind that. I think the whole idea with Christians in the Marketplace is that, as I stated earlier, we're so busy living a life and not knowing that the life that we're living is the one that God gave us. And just like the movements of God, you notice throughout history, in 1908 there was a movement, a great spiritual movement of the Spirit of God been pouring out. In 1950, there was a healing movement. And in the era of 1960, there was an evangelistic movement. 70s, there was a faith movement. 1980, there was a word movement, the teaching movement. And then there was the 1990s. That's where the leadership comes in, and the pastor leaders. And then 2000, there was the apostolic movement. But there have not yet been a powerful movement in the marketplace. And Jesus started in the marketplace. And because of that, we believe that there is an urgency for us to move into the place that God has assigned for us.
And when we come back, we're going to find out some of the breakout sessions and all that are going on at this conference that's coming up at Christians in the Marketplace. We got a couple of Riddlers we've been leaving on hold. We're going to get them as soon as we come back. Find out a few more fishing tips, like should we use a sinking fly liner or one that floats? All those questions coming up on Robbie's Hobbies. Stay tuned or go to robbieshobbies.com.
Welcome to the weekend and to a lot of Christian teaching and talk you don't get to hear Monday through Friday. I'm Tom Booth. Some of my favorites, The White Horse Inn with Michael Horton, Let My People Think with Robbie Zacharias, and The Moody Church Hour with Erwin Lutzer, and I'm sure you have a long list of favorites too. And be sure to join me bright and early Monday morning as we launch into a new week of Christian teaching and talk. Some great things lined up to encourage you in your Christian walk. Wake up to the truth with Tom Booth, Monday and each weekday morning on the Truth Radio Network.
The day will come, perhaps sooner than later, when someone you love begins to experience difficulty living by themselves. In the past, that meant it was time to move in with family or go to a nursing home. But now there's an option. Aging in place. Aging in place means you get to stay in your own home for a lifetime. Aging in Place Construction Specialists is a full-service home modification company that creates a safer, more accessible, more comfortable environment in your current home. Imagine widened doorways and hallways, ramps, handrails, security systems, zero-level entry, safe and functional kitchens, and fully accessible bathrooms, from installing a grab bar to complete new home construction. Aging in Place Construction Specialist is a licensed, insured, CAPS-certified general contractor. Call 996-1803 for a free in-home estimate, 996-1803, or go to AIPconstruction.com. Don't move that loved one. Let them stay in their own home and age in place.
Do you remember your spouse's first kiss? While you can't relive that moment, you can rekindle the spark and refuel your marriage. Family Life and Premier Christian Cruises present The Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Join me, the Christian Car Guy, Bob Lapine, Dennis Rainey, Kirk Cameron, and Selah. Just go to ChristianCarGuy.com, click on the cruise, and save $400.
So join us and renew your marriage on this vacation that will last forever.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
That I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome.com is legit. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus rating. Either full or part-time, if you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome.com now. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
Welcome back to Robbie's Hobbies. Where?
Two answers. Number one, you asked a question about that coin in the fish's mouth.
Yeah.
That's the tetradrachm, a Greek coin that was minted in Tyre and usable or useful in the temple. If you'd like to see those, I've got several of them.
Do you really?
Store.
Sure. Cool. Oh, well, this is the sterling. I know what sterling this is. This is not, this is my jeweler friend who's wisdom is sterling, not only his name.
That's right, and I'm Pastor Dustin's yoke fellow.
That's right.
Okay, second answer. It was the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 10:25. And the Greek, he'll like this, Mikello, is the meat market. It's where you can now go and eat if your conscience is free.
You're exactly right. That's, isn't that interesting? That I personally... You know, I'm thinking that tonight when I eat that ribeye, I'm going to be completely free from guilt.
Now, the ribeye was never really a problem. It just had to be drained of all blood and then blessed by the priest. But
yeah, they were concerned about being a sacrifice to idols. And Sterling, I bet you could speak to that a minute. Isn't it interesting how Satan takes our best stuff, like ribeyes, and makes it evil by having people sacrifice that to idols?
Yep, and still done today in many, many, many ways. We're going to teach shortly through Romans 14. That'll crack Pastor Dustin up because we have a we've got a friend who makes a joke out of Romans 14 impersonating a Far Eastern man who is now free in Christ to be able to eat anything, including dogs' heads and little kitties.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had fun over there today. I'll be glad to come on and talk about biblical coins.
I'm learning as we speak. That's kind of cool. I appreciate that insight. And I want to see those coins the next time I come over there. Thank
All right.
you, Sterling. God
come
bless
on.
You.
God bless you guys.
All right. We got Sherman is in Charlotte. Sherman, you're on Robbie's Hobbies. Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
Wonderful. What have you got for us?
Oh, he grabbed my marketplace one that says the shambles. You can eat anything in the shambles.
Now that is that's a legitimate translation. That's exactly right. So, tell us your thoughts on that passage.
Well, he was just saying just then about the ribeye. You know, it had to be drained and whatever. But that sounds more like going back to the law and the temple sacrifice. But you know, I would say we're not under that right now. We can just eat it.
There you go. So I'm thinking guilt free tonight when I barbecue that baby.
That's right.
I know my friend Stuart here I'd rather have a cutthroat trout, but he didn't bring any back from Wyoming. So thank you for calling, Sherman. God bless you. Did she get your information?
Yes, she did. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you. All right. And we got one more. We got Kathy's in Winston-Salem. Kathy, you're on Robbie's Hobbies. Good afternoon. Oh,
hey,
it's morning.
Robbie.
I'll figure out what time of day it is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What you got
okay.
for us?
Okay. Well, I was going to answer the same answer that the last two callers did about the marketplace, and I knew the one about the Atheist National Day, but what I heard about that was that the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God, and that's why it says April Fool's Day, because the...
Well, you actually had the scripture, Proverbs 14:1, to go right along with... you know, that's pretty awesome, Kathy. I think for that, you're exactly right, and you deserve Wake Forest tickets.
Oh, well, thank you. I told her I'd rather have the prize pack.
Oh, well,
I can't go to the ball game, and then my kids would be fighting over who gets the tickets.
Oh, well, tell her you need four because you get all the kids. But I'll put you back in the hole. Thank you, Kathy. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. Wow. We've had some amazing Riddlers out there today on Robbie's Hobbies. We thank you all for calling in. This we want to get back to this Christians in the marketplace, the bizarre idea. We've got some specific things that people can learn. Can you tell us about what some of those events are going to be, Julius?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we had over 200 attendants at the Christians in the marketplace on last year. Some of the topics that we're going to be talking about on this year is going to be a breakout marketplace believers. We're going to also be talking about to have vision, you must first lose your sight. We're going to be talking about how to have good success in the marketplace. We're also going to have Janet Ward Black, who's going to be the keynote speaker. She's going to be talking about transforming the marketplace.
Oh, yeah, Janet Ward Black, I've heard her speak. She's excellent.
Absolutely.
She'd be well worth coming. I got to tell you, Julius, that for me personally, mm-hmm. I was a Christian in the marketplace, a car salesman of all things. I know a lot of you are going, what? Yeah, that's where I was. And I went to this Christian Businessmen's Committee, which is sort of a Christians in the businessmen, mm-hmm. Christians in the market, a bizarre thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing Larry Burkett's Business by the Book, which I'm sure for you guys is kind of a great, great resource. And he said, you need to start a Bible study where you work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that got me fired.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling you. So you got to be a little bit careful about this the Christians in the marketplace but the neat thing is it really that whole me starting that Bible study where I worked changed the whole way that I am able to be a Christian in the marketplace. It really did, and nothing has been the same since that happened.
Well, you know, Robert, I think one other thing is that when we go to church on Sunday morning, we have a different perspective of who God is. Then on Monday morning, there's another different perspective of who God is. It's amazing how dedicated and committed we can be on Sunday morning and our mindset of worshiping God and how I want to live for God. But then Monday morning when you punch the clock, it's almost like the cartoon where that the coyote and the wolf the sheepdog would go out and they were friends before they clock in. and then they go out and they fight against one another. And then at the end of the day, they clock out and say, well, I'll see you again tomorrow. So that's kind of the perspective.
I've never heard that story, but that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, and some other perspective of how you walk with Christ, your lifestyle. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is that taking Sunday morning, we want Sunday morning attitude to be throughout the week, how you love one another, how you serve one another. And as Christian business people, as well as people on their job, we have a responsibility because every time someone come into our space, as a Christian, we are obligated to make sure that we're listening to what they're saying and give an opportunity to share Christ at any time instead of getting caught up in our own world, and we don't want to have anything to do with anyone. Right. We just want to go to work, do our job, and go home. But God really strategized on bringing people into our lives. We have had people to get saved at my job, at my business, which is PC Plus System Solution. We actually had people to get saved there, pray for them. And I think it's an awesome opportunity to be able to strategize and learn biblical principle to help you to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ in the workplace.
And what a great thing it is. Again, it's coming up September 10th and 11th there in High Point. You can find out all about it at Robbie's Hobbies, RobbysHobbies. You'll see the big poster there for it. It's coming up in High Point. And where specifically in High Point is it going to be, Julius?
It's going to be at the Trad Christian Center. It's going to be on the corner of Ski Club Road and Borough Road. And the facility out there is a nice facility. Holds about 250, got a cafeteria in there. You actually have rooms that you can stay overnight as well.
And so, yeah, if you're not in the High Point area, you're in Richmond, you're in Charlotte, you can come up. They'll get you all set up. Go to robbieshobbies.com and click on the links, and you can register. It's going to be an amazing event. And it may really change everything about how you are a Christian in the marketplace and what you're doing there. And speaking of Christians in the marketplace, we got Oh, this is so much fun. The Green Drake is the name of the shop. It's a fly shop. And I promised before the break, we got to know what's better, those floating fly lines, or should we get the sinking ones?
It depends. Depends on where the fish are. The floating fly line is probably your most versatile. Well, it's the one you're going to use the most. Your sinking fly lines, there are needs for those, but not as much as the floating, so...
We had to get that cat out of the bag.
Sure,
it was weird.
Absolutely.
But I am curious, Stuart. You're a Christian, and you're up there with these guys in Montana or trips in Virginia, or whether you're here in North Carolina. How does your faith transcend that situation?
I pray a lot. I pray. I put a lot of pressure on myself to provide these clients with the adventure that they paid for, whether it's a day trip or whether it's a 4 or 5 day trip or a week long trip. So I pray for our safety. I thank God for giving us this opportunity. I thank God for the scenery that He created that we enjoy. I thank Him for allowing these men and myself to have the fellowship, that we share. And, I thank Him for our health and the ability to be together and experience it and to get away from the workplace. Julius and I were talking out in the hall, and he's exactly right. You know, Sunday is a day of praise, and then Monday comes, and you're so immersed in your business life, you forget that God is right there with you. He's standing right beside you if you would just learn to acknowledge Him more. And I rely on that, every day. I pray about
that. Well, in your particular field of work, is Peter found out that, you know, the fish may be on the other side of the boat. And so you got to have some, you know, it's very important stuff.
Got to have some guidance. That's right.
Well, we got a lot more coming up. More secrets of fly fishing, as well as how about this debate? No pun intended. And Christians in the marketplace. Stay tuned. A lot more Robbie's Hobbies coming up.
Dings and dents, dings and dents. Does anybody's car have dings and dents? Hello, this is Brian Hayhurst from Dings and Dents. I know that you have a ding or a dent that you want to get fixed. I'll make you a deal. Put two quarter-sized dents together, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your peer, whether it's your husband or wife. I'll fix both of your quarter-sized dents or smaller for the same price as one. please give us a call that will continue to allow us to support Truth Broadcasting. Call 766-1116. Again, 766-1116.
This is Dr. Bob Price. If you or someone you love has a denture, call me. I can help. My new patented technique gives you comfort, beauty, and lifetime security at a price you can afford. We also offer interest-free financing. Please call me for a free consult at 336-992-5200. That's 336-992-5200. I can't wait to see you smile.
Retirement living, conjures up all sorts of thoughts. How will you spend your retirement? Or maybe you are responsible for helping a loved one prepare for retirement. Consider retirement a holiday every day with the Holiday Retirement $99 Move-In Special for a limited time only at Creekside Terrace in Winston-Salem, the Stratford in High Point, or Cedar Ridge in Burlington. Enjoy gracious, all-inclusive independent retirement living featuring three chef-prepared meals each day, housekeeping service, and enriching activities. Call the community closest to you to find out about monthly VA aid and attend workshops and ask about the Veterans Program. Call or come by for a tour and a complimentary meal today. Creekside Terrace, Winston-Salem, 768-5350. The Stratford in High Point, 841-1746. Or Cedar Ridge in Burlington, 229-2002. Visions of retirement living should always be this good.
Hear the prophecy of the Bible come to life this Saturday at 7 p.m. with Jimmy DeYoung on Prophecy Today.
We have broadcast partners who bring to these microphones information that we need to have as it relates to current events, how these current events fit into the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word.
Prophecy Today is a live talk show dedicated to the exciting subject of prophecy, sponsored by Myron Mitchell. Thanks, Myron, for sponsoring Christian Radio. Prophecy Today, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on the Truth Radio Network.
If you're looking for a postmodern or emergent or seeker-friendly or church growth approach to ministry, then you probably won't like our church. Hi, my name is Kerry Hardy, and I'm the pastor teacher at Twin City Baptist Church. We are committed to the Orthodox gospel, to the biblical purpose of the church, and to the authority and sufficiency of Scripture. So if you desire to be a part of a church that is Christ-focused and that takes its stand on time-tested biblical doctrines, then join us at Twin City Baptist Church for the weekly exposition of God's Word. Check out our new website at twincitybaptist.com.
You're listening to Robbie's Hobbies on the Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for some much-needed cough medicine for the church with Call to Action with Steve Noble coming up next.
Welcome back to Robbie's Hobbies. Today we've got, it all seems to be like on a fishing line that we're, so to speak, we got Stuart Gordon with the Green Drake, Julius Kuntz with Christians in the Marketplace, and Dustin Seegers. He's actually with Shepherd's Fellowship, pastor of a wonderful church there in Greensboro. Of course, you can find out about all these folks at robbieshobbies.com. This debate, and we're not talking fishing here. This is another kind of debate. It's coming on September 2nd. It's going to be there on the UNCG campus. The Agnostics and Atheist Coalition, or whatever, what do they call themselves?
Atheist, UNCG Atheist, Agnostics, and Skeptics.
And how many folks do you think they have in their little club there?
It's a good question. I think they probably got about 50, and we actually had one come out as I was open air preaching last week, and that gave me a hard time.
So they want to get a warm up in for before the big debate. Now this starts at 7 o'clock,
right?
And you know who comes out of the chute first? Is it the atheists or the?
That'll be us.
Opening statement.
Right.
And how long do you have to give that statement?
We've got 16 minutes. I've got a debate partner with me. I'll give 8 minutes. He'll give 8 minutes. They give 8 minutes, and a total of 16 minutes for them. So two panelists for each side.
So you go all 16 minutes, then they go 16 minutes?
Yes.
So it isn't like, 2 minutes for you, 1 minute back and forth. You just take it that whole thing for...
We'll do a cross-examination period after that, and that'll be 8 minutes. We question them. 8 minutes they question us, then there will be a rebuttal period, which will be 6 minutes. We take a 5 minute break, and then we'll have our closing statements, and then we'll do 20 minutes of questions from the audience.
Oh, questions from the audience. And so you need some supporters out there, not just praying for
right.
you, obviously, and that's obviously a critical issue that God will give you wisdom in this time, because what's the real object of the debate?
The real object of the debate is fishing. We're fishing for men. The goal is to preach the gospel.
We're going to throw some big grasshoppers up there on the water and see if anybody will go to the rise for it. That's right. There's the thing, because really the reason they're out there is they're searching for answers, aren't they?
Right. They're either wanting to suppress the truth and feel like they're intellectually justified in doing that, and what we're going to do is show them that they're not, and then we're going to preach the gospel. The goal is the gospel. The goal is always the gospel. If you don't preach the gospel in these types of events, you've missed it.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere near the experience you do, Dustin, with it, but, you know, being a radio talk show host, I've obviously had a couple opportunities, as well as other things I've been involved in. Well, a lot of times they really want to go after your education. They want to go after your intellect. How could you be so stupid? How could you have not read all these scientific books that have all these answers? How could you? And I asked him one time, well, you mentioned all these books. Which one is the one? Tell me the one I can read to get the answer. You just give it to me. Well, it's good not to have the answer is what he answered. That's his answer. He said, well, it's good not to have it. Because after he got done telling me I needed to read all these books, I said, well, which of those is the book?
Right. Yeah, and the problem is that when somebody raises that objection, what they're basically saying is you're the fool. And they're engaging in name-calling, which is a logical fallacy. They're attacking the origin of the belief rather than the truthfulness of the belief itself. And so you have to be able to recognize that. Just calling somebody a name doesn't do anything to undermine their claims. We want to see the beef. We want to say, okay, you're disagreeing with Christian theism. You're saying that my faith is just ridiculous. It doesn't match up to reality. But I want to know how you make sense out of a contradiction in the first place, if everything's just physical entities, if everything's just matter in motion. Again, where do you get these immaterial laws from, like the laws of logic, to argue against my worldview when your worldview can't even account for them? But the Christian faith does. You see, I can make sense out of immaterial things in my worldview because God, who is the focus of my worldview, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, they're immaterial. They don't have extension in space. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy that God is invisible, he's immortal, he's the only wise God. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, doesn't have extension in space. And so my worldview accounts for immaterials. I just don't know how the atheist can argue against me and use immaterial things when their worldview doesn't account for it.
It takes a lot of faith, doesn't it?
It takes more faith to be an atheist. And this is a good point, because it's good that you bring this up, because actually what we do is we point out that everybody has a faith. Everybody begins with beliefs about the world and beliefs about reality that aren't testable in a science lab, and you can't pull off a tree outside. They're not observed in nature.
But when it comes to the marketplace, Dustin, you know, tomorrow you're going to be pastor at Shepherd's Fellowship. You've got sort of a unique church there, but then you got to carry that forward Monday morning, like he says, because even though, you know, we're one way on Sunday, how about a pastor? How are you showing up Monday morning? What's going on there? Tell us a little bit about your church.
Yeah, our church is it is different. We're like a big family. A family of believers, and on Sunday morning when we get together, we worship and sing and do things like that like any other church would on Sunday morning. But we do verse-by-verse teaching through the Scriptures, and as we do that, we actually encourage people to get into the Word. We give them study guides and ways to study the Scriptures, and then on that basis, we have actual interaction while we're teaching. So if I'm up preaching and teaching, we'll have someone who will actually interact with us. Somebody will ask a question, raise a hand, and so it's very different in a lot of different ways.
And then you do these neat things, like you have a regular day that you go out and do an outreach at UNC. That's why I say you're Monday through Friday. It's not just showing up on Sunday, but you've got stuff going on from your church. You've got a regular outreach that not just at UNCG, but at
GTCC. So we do that. We have outreach 2 days a week. Tuesdays we go to UNCG. Fridays we go to GTCC. And we walk up and talk to people. We ask them questions. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in absolute truth? Can people know anything for certain? We ask them those types of questions to try to find out where they are. And then we try to talk to them about Jesus Christ and give them the gospel.
So a lot of enthusiasm going on there at Shepherd's Fellowship, a lot of all that stuff. And they're out there in the marketplace kind of doing what we think that, you know, what a cool thing to have a church. But now we got this other marketplace situation going on in High Point coming up September 10th and 11th. Julius, how did you personally get involved?
Well, believe it or not, about 5 years ago, I was invited to Marketplace Leadership Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I saw something I never seen before. I saw millionaires, multimillionaires, great men and women, wealthy men and women, praising God, worshiping God, laying prostrate on the altar, and I just couldn't believe their testimony of how much God has blessed them. And they said, we're not just worshiping God for God to do something for us. We're worshiping God because we have so much. We want to do something for him. And it was amazing of all the projects that they had on the table. And I said, God, I want to do that. I want to be able to go into the marketplace. You have blessed us, my family and I, in the marketplace. And I want to be able to infiltrate that and be a blessing to people as they come hurting. You know, I have a computer company and we solve computer problems, solution. But people come with their computer problem, but yet still they live with problems every day. And I want to be able to solve computer problems, not only that, but solve spiritual problems. And one of the good things that Dr. Billy Graham stated, he said this, I believe the next move of God is going to be among believers in the marketplace. Henry Blackaby, which is known in the marketplace, said that God is marshaling his people in the marketplace as never before in history. God is up to something. I have never seen the activity of God this deeply in the business community as I do right now.
And so, that's taking it to the street, so to speak.
That's definitely taking it to the street.
And that's what's happening with this whole Christians in the Marketplace ministry. They've got this conference. So you're thinking, you know, Lord, what have you got for me? I want to get blessed. I want to, you know, I feel like an interesting, I love that concept that you've got there. Part of the way you worship God is, and I like the way our pastor puts it, he says it's worth, because he's got such great worth, it's worthship. Right, and because of this great worth, you've got to share that some way through your faith out there in the marketplace.
Believe it or not, the word work is translated as worship. The word work is also translated as worship. So when we go to work, it's a form of worship.
And that's and Jesus himself said that. So you got to work just like that. So how do you get involved in that? Well, you find out coming up September 10th and 11th in High Point. You've got this wonderful Christians in the Marketplace conference coming up. Find out all about it at robbieshobbies.com. But we got to get a little fishing in here, because I'm, you know, my good friend Stuart here with the Green Drake. He's got events going on. But tell us what kind of, as you see the season's changing, what are you really looking forward to? You mentioned trout season coming up.
Trout season's coming up, which we do a lot of day trips for, and we've got a fly fishing school coming up the end of September that we do up on the Smith River in Virginia, which is a lot of fun. And just mainly doing a lot of private lessons, casting lessons. We have a Facebook page that we update a lot of our trips on. You know, when we do a trip, we'll go to Facebook and write about the trip and write about the individuals that go and how much luck or luck we didn't have. So we do a lot of individual stuff, do a little bit of group stuff, and, you know, it's just a blessing, because I get to spend a lot of time with people that I don't know. So I get to hear a lot of their personal issues, and it's just great, because I can pray with them and pray for them after our day is done. And, I always see, the weight being taken off their shoulders for 8 hours when we're on the river. And there's nothing greater than to give somebody that opportunity to relax and let their hair down, so to speak, and not have to worry about what's going on in the real world. So.
The real world. It's fascinating how those worlds, they come together in there. While a group is fishing, do you get to see father and son? Because we had talked about, Dustin and I can remember my father taking me fishing. He remembers his grandfather. I remember mine. You gotta have some fun when you got a father and son out there.
We have a lot of father-son trips, and it's fun to see them interact together. So
when they say take a kid fishing, take him with Stuart to the Green Drake, and you can really experience how to do it. And all that stuff. You got this Christians in the Marketplace coming up. Don't miss the debate coming up September 2nd. That's this Thursday, folks, at 7 o'clock at UNCG. You got next week Christians in the Marketplace, and then take a kid fishing. It's going to be great. October, I'm excited, because it's not too far away. The days are coming, and we can be out there fishing for Jesus. I think that's all. Thank you for listening to Robbie's Hobbies. Listener Steve Noble coming up next. Call to action. Cough medicine for the church.